Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Today, the Iowa Department of Public Health is launching VaccinateIowa.gov, a new website that provides information about vaccine priority populations and eligibility. The site will also provide answers to frequently asked questions. Users can enter their zip code to find vaccine providers near them. Once a provider is selected, appointment scheduling will be done through the provider's website or scheduling platform. Early next month, Iowa will start vaccinating essential workers and people with disabilities. Iowa Republican lawmakers have advanced a bill this week that would reduce unemployment benefits starting next summer. It would give less money to unemployed Iowans with multiple dependents, require claimants to wait a week to receive benefits, and to take a new job that pays significantly less than their old one. Democratic lawmakers say it's cruel to cut benefits when there's so much economic uncertainty. And House Republicans have cast a final vote needed that would send a bill to the governor sharply limiting early voting in the state. That's happening months after a general election overseen by a Republican Secretary of State that saw record turnout and overwhelming victories by GOP candidates. And the South Dakota House passed legislation that prohibits transgender girls from taking part in female sports at public schools. Opponents of that bill include the American Civil Liberties Union, which says the bill is unconstitutional. The bill moves on to a Senate committee. That's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.